Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 107, 7 things you must do for great health at age 90. Odds are that you will be medically disabled by age 69, according to data from the World Health Organization. As the current life expectancy is now 79 in the U.S., this means you will spend the last 10 years of your life with chronic medical conditions, on lots of medications, and with many doctor visits. Is this really how you want to spend your golden years? Research shows that if you can do all 7 things discussed in this article, you will likely be able to do everything you now enjoy doing right up until your 90th birthday. Don't leave 21 high-quality years on the table. Listen on to understand the science of how our bodies were genetically designed to function well until at least age 90. Our distorted concept of aging. Many people are afraid to live a long life. Some even have the mistaken idea that the reason why they make poor lifestyle choices is because they don't want to live very long. What they don't realize is that these poor lifestyle decisions are much more likely to cause premature medical disabilities rather than a premature death. Sadly, I often hear the following from patients. If I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. The key message of this podcast is that you don't have to grow old in the traditional sense of the word. You can continue to do everything you now enjoy doing right up until age 90. For most people, your genes will allow you to enjoy great health to age 90 if you are committed to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Men versus women, disability and longevity. In general, men become medically disabled and die several years younger than women. The only exception seems to be Sardinia's mysterious male Methuselahs. For some strange reason, the Sardinia men seem to outlive their women. Despite these grim odds for men, there is one group that does surprisingly well in the U.S. This one group of men that seem to thrive in the U.S. are, guess who, male physicians. What can we learn from these long-lived male physicians that can help all of us live to age 90 without medical disabilities? If you are a woman, even better, as your chances of hitting 90 in great health are even higher than men. This is true even among U.S. physicians. The Physician Study. The Physician's Health Study was launched in 1982 at Harvard University to test the role of aspirin and beta-carotene in preventing cardiovascular disease and cancer. Now, 33 years later, we have learned far more than the health effects of aspirin and beta-carotene. Surprisingly, many of these male physicians have lived long, healthy lives doing everything they have always enjoyed doing until their 90th birthday and beyond. Indeed, researchers found that if these physicians did all of the things described in this podcast, and I'm going to tell you what they are, most of them would still be alive at age 90. I should point out that if physicians even missed just one of the following 7 things that I'm going to share with you, then they probably wouldn't make it to age 90. Even more striking is that most of these physicians living to age 90 reported excellent health. Below are the 7 things you must do for great health at age 90. So here you go. 7 things you must do for great health at age 90. Number 1, don't smoke. Every cigarette smoke takes 11 minutes off your life. This adds up to dying 10 years too early. It also causes rapid aging and premature medical disability. Indeed, For physicians to make it to age 90 with excellent health meant absolutely no smoking. If you do smoke, it is never too late to change. The sooner you can quit, the sooner you can gain back these lost years of quality life. Number two, prevent or reverse diabetes. Diabetes is a tragic disease causing premature medical disability and death. In one study, diabetes took away up to 9 years of life and caused people to become medically disabled 20 years earlier. According to a study performed by my former classmate, former Harvard researcher Dr. Mozafarian, 90% of diabetes is completely preventable. Even if it is genetically impossible to reverse your diabetes, do everything possible to keep your hemoglobin A1C in the normal range, or at least as close to the normal range as possible. Number three, keep your blood pressure in check. High blood pressure not only wears out your heart, but also your arteries and other organs. The goal blood pressure is 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury. Anything above this is prematurely aging your body. Indeed, studies show that people with high blood pressure lose 5 years of quality life to heart attacks and other heart problems. As with diabetes, I have seen hundreds of my patients reverse their high blood pressure and even get off of medications with an unwavering commitment to a healthy lifestyle. To learn more about how to reverse high blood pressure without medications, I've got a link on this blog where you can read an article that I wrote on it or recorded a previous podcast on how to reverse high blood pressure naturally without medications. Number four, physically active. Studies show that every hour sitting watching TV takes 22 minutes off your life. This could be any form of sitting. The physicians living to age 90 and beyond with excellent health in the Physicians Health Study were physically active their entire lives. At the cellular level, studies show that if we spend too much time sitting, then we give up 10 years of life. Number five, maintain a lean body weight. These physicians living to 90 with great health were not obese. They were a lean group. The average body mass index, or BMI, of these physicians was 24. A BMI of 25 or higher is considered overweight. To determine your own BMI, I have a little link if you want to go to the show notes, which are blog number 107, and there's a link. You can calculate your own body mass index. Studies show that obesity will rob you of up to 9 years of life. Like diabetes, it can cause you to become medically disabled 20 years before your time. Number six, college education. When reviewing the findings of the Physicians Health Study, it is important to note that this was a very homogeneous group. They were all physicians, surprise, surprise. Thus, we have to understand what makes a physician a physician. To begin with, to become a physician means you have to go to school for a long time. Countless studies have shown that the more education you achieve, the more likely you are to avoid medical disabilities and have a long life. According to a 2011 report from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, and I've got the link there on the blog, people who did not finish high school gave up 9 years of life. Even those who may have attended college but didn't finish their degree lost out on 5 years of life. If you did not go to college or did not finish your degree, it is never too late. Most colleges offer night courses or online courses to help you get your degree. Spending the time now to get your degree may also help you to avoid Alzheimer's disease later in life. Number seven, calling in life. Many physicians I know feel that being a physician is their calling in life. There's no separation between work and personal life. As a physician, you are driven by your desire to help other people. This calling in life or sense of purpose has been shown to improve health and longevity. Based on my calculations of studies done, those without a strong sense of purpose give up 4 years of life. People without a perceived calling in life also develop Alzheimer's disease at a young age. If you don't yet have a purpose or mission driving your life, now is the time for you to explore why you're on this earth. What legacy do you want to leave? Surprising factors not associated with health and longevity. Interestingly, there were certain factors not associated with health and longevity in physicians. The following were not shown to improve health and longevity of physicians in the Physicians' Health Study. 1, social connection. 2, wine consumption. 3, cholesterol numbers. Of these three, the most surprising to me was that social connection was not a predictor of health and longevity in physicians. Perhaps this is because, by nature, physicians tend to feel very needed and connected to their communities. For example, every week I go to church, at least several neighbors will come up to me asking for help regarding a medical situation. Also of interest was that as you get older, cholesterol numbers just don't seem to matter as much. Other studies have shown similar findings. One factor that should be considered is that most of these physicians were in good health when they were first enrolled in the Physicians' Health Study in 1982. It is not just physicians who make it to 90. You don't have to be a physician to enjoy great health at 90. With strict adherence to a healthy lifestyle, studies show that most Seventh-day Adventists, Mormons, and even Okinawans can also live to age 90. So, as we're getting now toward the end of this podcast, let me review with you once again, the 7 things you must do for great health at age 90. 1, don't smoke. We talked how that each cigarette is 11 minutes off your life, and it takes away 10 years of life if you're a smoker. 2, prevent or reverse diabetes. It can take 9 years of life off your life, disable you 20 years earlier. 3, keep your blood pressure in the normal range. An out-of-control blood pressure will rob you of 5 years of quality life. 4, stay physically active. We talked how that it can reverse your telomeres by 10 years if you're physically active. 5, maintain a lean body weight. Once again, if you're obese, you can lose up to 9 years of life or get disabled 20 years early. We talked about a college education. 6, and 7, having a calling in life, which can give you an extra 4 years, making it work for you. The key message of the Physicians' Health Study is that aging does not need to mean medical disabilities, lots of medications, and frequent doctor visits. You can continue to enjoy excellent health to age 90 and possibly beyond. If your genes are good, you should be able to get to 100 without any disabilities. So my question, leaving it with you at the end, is, are unhealthy lifestyle choices really worth becoming medically disabled 20 years younger? I'd love to hear from you. Please go on to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog 107. Leave me a comment at the bottom. Also, if you're not yet subscribed to my newsletter, please do so. I share many personal, candid things there in my newsletter that you won't find on my website. You won't find in the podcast. You have to go VIP to get the inside scoop. Also, if you get a minute, please leave me a review on iTunes, favorite me on Stitcher. This is how we can help to get the message out to others so that we can prevent unnecessary suffering from chronic medical conditions that never have to occur. That's our goal. That's what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to end premature death and unnecessary suffering from medical conditions. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.